She'll be back at 1 o'clock, and if you people, you're not going to be here at 1?
Not until tomorrow at 9:45.
She'll be here at 9:45, so be here at 9:40, so you'll be sure and hear. She's a beautiful lady. Folks, my name is Sam Bass. Welcome to Warbirds in Review 2014, and you're sitting today in the Bowen Memorial Warbird Plaza, and it's named after my best friend who passed away in April. He and his wife are the reason that we have Warbirds in Review. It's completely supported by the Warbirds Association and donations. So we'd love to have you folks in Warbirds. If you feel like joining, please join. 90% of the people that are members of Warbirds in Review, or Warbirds, are not airplane owners. We just love airplanes, in particular Warbirds. I've been doing this for 13, 14 years, however long we've been doing it. I've been flying for 60 years. I flew 5 years for the Air Force, 35 years for Delta Airlines. And two people that we're interviewing here, they also flew for Delta Airlines, and we have 96 years between all of us. And then I also flew 20 years with the EAA on the B-17, the Ford Tri-Motor, and the DC-3. So without further ado, how many veterans do we have in? Would the veterans please stand up? You know, David Hartman here last week, he made a comment, and he said The Greatest Generation, the book The Greatest Generation from Tom Brokaw, and he's talking about World War II, and he says, how about the people who were in Korea? How about the Vietnam guys? How about the Cold War? How about Afghanistan? All of these wars that we've been in, all of you people are the greatest generation. In my mind, anybody that puts their life in harm's way for the defense of our country is a hero. So let's give all our veterans a big hand, please. And after this is over with, the Vietnam veterans, if you'll come down to the front down here, we have a little present for you, so please come down. So without further ado, would you please come up, Tom Wood? Tom Wood is actually the, Tom Paul. Paul is the owner of these aircraft. And he's going to tell us a little bit about the A4 and also about his museum.
Well, thanks, Sam, and welcome everyone to Warbirds in Review. Sam mentioned my name is Paul Wood, and I'm the founder and president of an organization called Warbird Heritage Foundation, which is in Waukegan, Illinois, which is an airport just north of Chicago and south of Milwaukee along the lakeshore. And we've been around for a little over 10 years now, and our mission is to acquire, restore, and operate historic military aircraft. Two of our collection, we have about 12 in the collection right now, and two of them are here with us today. This represents our Vietnam segment of our museum. So Sam asked me if I would come up and talk a little bit about each of the airplanes in turn. And I'm happy to do that. We do have a website if you're interested in more information on either of these airplanes or any other airplanes in our collection. It's www.warbirdheritagefoundation.org. And we have lots of pictures and videos on each of the airplanes. We have cockpit pictures. We have maintenance pictures. So we have the airplanes taken apart. You can see inside, see what makes these things run. So you're welcome to get on the website, sign the guest book, and we send out periodic newsletters and things like that. So that's the pitch. So we have with us two phenomenal Vietnam era airplanes here. One is the AD Sky Raider and the A4 Skyhawk. Both played very, very significant roles in Vietnam. And the one to my right here is an A1 Sky Raider. And it was designed by a guy by the name of Ed Heineman from the Douglas Aircraft Company. Who's a very famous designer, and coincidentally, he also was the lead designer on the A4 Skyhawk as well. The Sky Raider was first produced in 1946, and it was used in the Korean War initially by the Navy and the Marine Corps as a ground attack, carrier-based ground attack airplane. And it was you know, quite effective, sort of taking the role of what a typical new A-10 would do at the time. The production run ran until about 1957, and over 3,200 of them were built. The engine is a Wright 3350. It's got 18 cylinders, two rows of nine, so there's 36 spark plugs in this thing when you have to change the spark plugs. That's a lot of work. And it generates 2,700 horsepower, so it's one of the largest piston-driven airplanes that the Department of Defense ever had. Actually, I think it's the largest single-engine piston-driven airplane that they had. The airplane is about 11,000 pounds empty weight. But the significant part about this airplane is it can carry its own weight in fuel and armament. So its max takeoff weight is about 22,000 pounds. So when you think about that, 11,000 pounds is, what, 5.5 tons? And you can see some of the armament and bombs and fuel and things like that. And so it was really able to put a lot of armaments on target. And with its fuel capacity, it had the ability to loiter for up to 5 or 6 hours at a time. So it had great range, great loiter time, and could put a lot of metal on target. So it's about a 290 knot airplane, give or take. So it's not real fast, but it's built very, very strong and tough, and it could take a big beating. After Korea, the Air Force purchased about 580 of these from the Navy and converted them to A1 H's and J's. They were used in the Vietnam conflict, primarily for special operations, search and rescue, and light ground attack. And there were several squadrons of these that were helicopter escorts to help provide cover for helicopters coming in and recovering downed pilots. And so that's our airplane here is painted up like an A1H from the 6th Special Operations Squadron, which was in Pleiku, Vietnam. So we'll talk about it a little bit later, I guess, with the guys who actually flew these things. So
yeah, we're going to have Dick Diller talk about it.
All right, that's great. So I'll let go. Now, the next one over here real quickly is our A-4 Skyhawk. And it was a carrier-based ground attack airplane in Vietnam. And this airplane actually dropped more bombs in North Vietnam than any Navy carrier-based airplane. It was, again, designed by Ed Heineman, the Douglas Aircraft Company. And it had a nicknames of the Scooter, Heineman's Hot Rod, the Bantam Bomber. There's a great loyal fan base of the pilots who flew this airplane. Every time we have someone come up to us and say, I used to fly the Scooter, that's the best airplane I ever flew. And I tend to agree with them because I fly these things as well. So the Skyhawk was first produced in 1956. There were multiple models of the airplane. This is the same airplane, by the way, for those of you who don't know, that Jester and Viper flew in Top Gun as the aggressor pilots, you know, so got a little notoriety there. They flew them they produced them until 1979, and the Blue Angels flew the F version of this from 73 to 86. About 3,000 of them were built. So a couple of significant points about this. When Ed Heineman designed this airplane, the concept of it was to make it as light as possible so it could carry bombs, rockets, and fuel. So they left a lot of things out. For instance, this airplane doesn't have a battery in it. Most airplanes will have batteries or you can start them. But in order to save weight, they took the battery out. They took a lot of the oil scavenge and recovery systems out. So when they would ferry these airplanes from the West Coast to the Philippines, they'd do about 5 in-flight refuelings to get them over there. And the biggest problem was running out of oil, not running out of gas, because the oil system here doesn't recover itself. It just kind of, there's vents in the back, and so the oil kind of gradually leaks out over time. So the biggest issue was running out of oil instead of running out of gas. Real quickly, this airplane is painted up as an A-4 Charlie model that was flown by a guy by the name of Lieutenant Commander T.R. Schwartz aboard the Bonhomme Richard in the Yankee Station. And Schwartz is credited actually with the only air-to-air kill by an A-4 Skyhawk in Vietnam. He was on a ground attack mission and rolled off his target and found a MiG and shot it with some unguided air-to-ground missiles and actually was lucky enough to hit the target. So. That's just a brief overview. If you want to learn more about each of these airplanes, hop on our website, and appreciate y'all coming. So.